For this Tuesday, March 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman reporting. Just another reminder that the risk of fires has forced Posey County to issue a burn ban. Emergency management officials say despite receiving some rain last week, it has not been enough to prevent brush fires from spreading. Posey County EMA says the burn ban, which includes all open outdoor burns, will not be lifted this week. Officials will look at the situation on Friday to decide whether the burn ban should be lifted. Last week, firefighters were kept busy putting out a large brush fire in Warrick County that sent black smoke billowing into the sky. Coming up tonight on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com, it's the final Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show at 6 o'clock. The Wildcats saw their season come to an end this past Friday in the semifinal round of the Class 3A Sectional 32 against Bossy. They finished with a 14-12 record. Chris Cook will recap the season with Mount Vernon Basketball Head Coach Joe Newcomb live from United Fidelity Bank in Mount Vernon. Some news just outside of Posey County, as Ben Hummerkaus of the University of Evansville has been selected as the State Farm Missouri Valley Conference Scholar Athlete of the Year recipient, and he highlights a list of 14 student athletes honored as part of the 2024 Missouri Valley Conference Men's Basketball Scholar Athlete Teams. This was announced yesterday by the conference office. Voting was conducted by League's Sports Information Directors. Hummerkaus holds a 4.0 GPA while pursuing his Master of Science degree in Leadership. He earned his Bachelor's degree in mathematics from Huntington University, achieving a 3.93 cumulative GPA. Hummerkaus leads the Aces in scoring and three-pointers made this year and is second for his team in rebounding and block shots. Hummerkaus is the third Purple Aces player to receive the honor, joining Jason Holsinger and Colt Ryan. Holsinger was the Missouri Valley Conference Scholar Athlete of the Year back in 2009, while Ryan earned the nod in 2012 and 2013. The Purple Aces will play the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament on Thursday as the 10 seed against 7 seed at Illinois State at 6 o'clock. Now, coming up later this week locally, it is the OVC Women's and Men's Basketball Tournament at Ford Center in downtown Evansville. Both of the USI women's and men's team will be playing. The women's team won the OVC regular season title and earned the number one seed in the tournament. They won't play until Friday at 1 o'clock as they received a double bye. USI men's basketball is the 8th seed in the tournament, and they will play 5th seed at Tennessee State at 6:30 on Wednesday. Coming up this evening in men's college basketball, 3rd-ranked Purdue travels to 12th-ranked Illinois at 6 o'clock. A big matchup in the Big Ten as the Boilermakers are 26-3 overall and 15-3 in the conference, which is good enough for first place in the Big Ten. The Fighting Illini are 22-7 on the year and 13-5 in the Big Ten, which has them in second place in the conference. And finishing up from the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers wrap up their three-game road trip in Dallas against the Mavericks. The ball goes up at 7:30. Indiana is trying to avoid a third straight loss. The Pacers are 34-28 on the season. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, March 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.